This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone, and happy 4th of July weekend. Welcome into Ron Segi Today. We have a giant weekend holiday show for you. My first guest is a gentleman who's in the news. He is the former National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump. Very controversial book he has out right now, The Room Where It Happened, the White House memoir. John Bolton will be joining us. Carson Daly will be here, one of the original members of The Temptations and the only surviving member. Otis Williams will be joining us from NASCAR. Kurt Busch. Next hour, the man who puts on all these great musical shows for PBS, my friend T.J. Lubinsky, comedian Paula Poundstone, and podcaster, comedian, and car guy Adam Carolla. We're going to talk cars. And that's all coming up our first hour. We're going to pause momentarily. We'll be back with an exclusive interview with John Bolton on his new book. And that's all coming up today with Ron Segi.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just have my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. We have a very interesting and distinguished guest with us right now, and a gentleman who not only has been in the public eye for the last 40 years, but the most recently in the last couple of weeks for a book that he has out. He is the former National Security Advisor to President Trump. He served as the United States Ambassador to the United Nations from 2005 to 2006, and he was in the administrations of President Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush. With a book that is out right now, The Room Where It Happened, the White House memoir, Ambassador John Bolton. Hello, Mr. Ambassador. How are you? And thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
There certainly has been a lot of talk in the last few days about this book, and I'm sure that you've been asked every question in the last week that is possible, but let's start with this one. Why this book at this time?
Well, I thought it was important to make available to the people of the United States what my experience was in the Trump administration. It's an honor to serve the country, and I think when you have that opportunity, it's critical to tell people what actually goes on. Most people obviously don't really get a chance to see how decisions are made. And I've spent a lot of time in public service and in a Republican administrations, as you recounted there. And the issue for me is that I don't see Donald Trump as a conservative Republican. I've been one since I handed out leaflets and rang doorbells as a kid at 15 for Barry Goldwater.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw and what others have commented on as well is the kind of herky-jerky, disconnected nature of the Trump decision-making process, and it's not leaving our country more secure. So I wrote the book. I tried to avoid conclusions and judgments, although they're obviously in there. I tried to lay out the facts. People can read the book, and then they can decide.
Now, you discuss the unconventional transition, how you refer to it as, but isn't that what the American electorate voted for? I mean, not the same old, something different, and certainly that is it?
I don't think being organized and systematic is something that was rejected in the 2016 election. If you want a new president to come in and be effective, he or she has got to do several things. Number one, they've got to have a systematic personnel screening process. You want to get the best people, and you want to put them in the right places. That didn't happen. Number two, look, the federal bureaucracy is huge. It's huge in the national security field. It's huge in the domestic field. No president comes in with 360-degree knowledge of the government. You've got a lot of work to do to prepare. What are the issues? What are the priorities? What can you get done through executive action? What can you get done through legislation? Just a whole range of questions like that. That's what transitions do.
Mm-hmm.
To provide information systematically to the president to make decisions so his advisors and subordinates can carry them out. I saw that happen in Ronald Reagan's transition. He took over from Jimmy Carter. He had to change nearly everything from the get-go. But under Ed Meese and others, by God, that transition was something I think the history books will write about. That's what you need, especially when you take over from the opposition party, as happened in 2016, as Obama was leaving office. The failure to undertake that kind of transition, systematic and effective, led the administration to miss uncounted numbers of opportunities during its first year and really thereafter. I don't think they fully recovered from the failed transition.
Prior to being the formal part of the administration, Ambassador, you did some consulting for the president. Did you not see what was going on during that period?
Well, I certainly saw, and I recount in the book, The Room Where It Happened, what I saw was different from other administrations. But I felt in my conversations with him and other senior people that it was possible to accomplish things that were in the interest of U.S. national security, notwithstanding all the bad press. There were some people who hated Trump from the beginning. The facts didn't matter to them. They had already made up their mind. I didn't think it could be that bad. I thought there was a real opportunity. As I said a moment ago, I think all of us would agree it's an honor to serve our country, and I thought it was worth the effort.
You've been a respected and admired conservative Republican your entire career, okay? You said you would not vote for Joe Biden because that would be a disaster, but you're not going to vote for Donald Trump either. I don't know who you're going to vote for, and that, of course, is your own business. But why would you release a book that puts fodder into the fire for the Democrats? I mean, I think they're going to distribute this book. I think they love this book. I know that you said that Gates once served the electorate better if his book, critical of the Obama presidency, came out prior to 2012, what good it would have done to express the shortcomings of that administration. Is that the reason it's here now?
Part of it is simply timing. You know, I went through a pre-publication review process that took 4 long months to make sure I didn't disclose any classified information. I didn't think there was any classified information in the book to begin with, but I had to go through that process. You know, it ends up coming out during a presidential campaign. But I would ask, if you don't trust the people, who can you trust in our system of government? And the thing that concerns me about Donald Trump is that if he wins re-election, and I think he has an excellent chance, I think this election is still a coin toss at this stage, once he's freed of the constraint of needing conservative Republicans to re-elect him, what could happen in a second Trump term? And I do think that's worrying. As you pointed out, and I appreciate that, I'm certainly not going to vote for Joe Biden. It's a very unhappy election for conservative Republicans, I think. Very unhappy.
You mentioned the fact that every decision is based the ability, especially in this particular case, of being reelected. With all of your experience with Presidents Bush, first and second, and Reagan, has there ever been a president that never weighed in on the political consequences of a decision? I mean, never addressed that issue? They never considered what the consequences would be on any decision that they make?
No. Every president takes politics into account on national security decisions, domestic policy decisions, you name it. Of course they do. It's natural. It's expected. And as Justice Byron White once said, you can't take the politics out of politics. The difference is whether the political factors, the personal desire for reelection, crosses a line and basically becomes almost the entire weight of the decision-making process. You know, Ronald Reagan, I thought, took a lot of courageous decisions, didn't have much political benefit to him. George H.W. Bush, probably more than anybody else, didn't take politics into account. Of course, he was defeated by Bill Clinton. George W. Bush, I think, made a number of unpopular decisions that he thought were for the best interest of the country. That's what presidents are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And I think the greatest presidents, the best leaders, are able to say, I'm willing to take the political consequences of what may seem momentarily to be unpopular, because ultimately it's the right policy that's the right politics. And I just don't think we have that with Donald Trump. And I think conservatives should be concerned about that.
Well, do you have any feedback from your colleagues? I talked to Newt Gingrich the other day, and he said he is well respective of you. He's worked with you in the past, but he was disappointed with the content of the book. What is the general consensus of people around you that have been close to you in the party?
Well, I've gotten a lot of private messages from people who have said, thank God you've done this, and we appreciate it very much. Others are like Newt. Very few have had a chance to read the book. So, you know, it's the sort of thing where if you have a chance to go through it and consider what's in it, then people will draw their own conclusions. I'm prepared to have that discussion. And I do think after the election, conservatives and Republicans and the country as a whole, but especially conservatives and Republicans, the party of national security for the United States, need to find a way to get past what I think is the aberration of the Trump presidency. He is not fundamentally a conservative Republican.
And you told him that the Secretary of State needed a cultural revolution in order to succeed. And that's coming true, and not only around the world, but of course what's happening in the country right now. The book is called The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. Now, Ambassador, I know that you are on a horrendous schedule. I could talk to you for hours on end. I just touched the tip of the iceberg when it came to the contents of the book. It is a big book. It's almost 550 pages. But when things settle down, we'd love to have you come back, because this book is going to have some relevancy in the election coming up in November. Do you not agree?
Well, I think it will, and I'd be glad to come back, and I'm sorry we don't have so much time today, but thank you very much for having me. I'm going to be working on keeping a Republican majority in the Senate this November. I think that's critical whether Trump wins or loses.
Thank you, Ambassador. We look forward to your return, okay?
Thank you so much.
Our guest has been the former ambassador to the UN and the former national security advisor to President Donald Trump. Has been busy since this book came out. Very controversial book. It's called The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir by John Bolton. And there's more to come with Ron Segee today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. Delighted to have our next guest with us. It's always great when he's here, and he is one busy individual. Television, on radio, recording. Joining us right now is our friend Carson Daly. Carson, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Ron. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And listen, I'm not digging ditches. None of that is manual labor. I'm not working too hard.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I always tell people. You know, they say, well, what are you working so hard for? And I say, you know what? This is not manual labor. I always think of my pal and former partner, best friend, Ed McMahon, when I think of you, because I remember he called me up and he said, I did an interview with Carson Daly, and I said, boy, I said, it's good to be working with Carson again. And I'll never forget that. He always said that.
That. You know, that was a great pleasure. I remember Mr. McMahon. We were shooting Last Call, my NBC late night show.
Right.
We're actually shooting in a studio in Burbank on the NBC lot where Mr. Carson did the original Tonight Show, and that was a real thrill to get to talk to Mr. McMahon about back in the day. And yeah, and he did the ears, Carson, and that was a real treat.
Oh, yeah. I used that on the beginning of all my stage shows, too. We were very, very close. He spent a lot of nights at my house over a nice dirty martini, but I won't get into that. That was another story.
I'd like to hear those stories.
Oh, yeah, you sure would. Some of them I can't say on the air, but I'll tell you when we get off. Hey, you're in Washington right now with a great thing called Grill of Honor. This is a terrific event involving the USO. Please tell us about it, because we can't do enough for people who serve in the military.
Well, you know, I feel the same way, Ron, as you know. You know, for somebody who's in the public eye, many of us, a lot of philanthropic things come across our desk. There's a lot of very warranted and needed causes, and everybody's got their thing. I do a lot for breast cancer in October. It's close to my heart because of my mom. But you know what? We just can't do everything. So, you know, if I have some time out of my schedule, or I'll certainly make time. It's to support the troops. It's probably, you know, the number one thing that I do. And USO, we all know the work that they do. So they put together this fun idea of grilling. They got the six branches of the military all out here cooking in D.C. at National Park, and just got friends and family and 800 active servicemen and women. And this is really what it's about. Shake a hand, have a burger, give the money to the USO, and it's a great way to kick off. I'm really honored to be a part of it. They made their burgers, and we got to judge it, and all in the good name. Listen, the $100K was going to the USO anyway. This was just a great way to have give it to them.
You and the very lovely Brooklyn Decker are the judges. Now, in all the experience that you've had in the broadcasting business and in the public eye, you have not learned yet not to be a judge. You've got to be an MC. A judge is a tough job, Carson.
Yeah, that's the worst job. It's a role reversal for me, as you know. With being on the set of The Voice so much, I'm around all the, we call them coaches, not judges.
Right.
Like to aim high and not to put anybody down. But it was fun today, you know, for a minute to have an MC here. That's usually the lifting that I do. So to sit back and get to eat burgers and be the judge, and all in the name of supporting our troops. I mean, really just my family's here. You know, they're a great way to kick off.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and I never asked to be a judge. I say, I'll emcee this, but I don't want to judge it because I don't know how to say no to somebody, especially a veteran. You know what I'm saying? But you apparently have found the knack. Congratulations to you.
We didn't say no. It was like Air Force, very good.
Very good.
Navy, really tasty. Army, amazing. Coast Guard, absolutely fantastic. I mean, everybody was very good, and then there was a winner.
Well, you know what? That means that you have the makeup for a politician.
Yeah, maybe.
You could
maybe.
Be.
I'm good at Switzerland. I did that for a long time at MTV, trying not to show favoritism between genres of music, and today I did it with various branches of the military.
You're doing a great job at that. The $100,000 to the USO on behalf of the winning branch, what I really find interesting, and I don't know how many people know this. I've known this for a long, long time because I'm in the media, but I never really realized this till about 10 years ago, that the USO is not a government agency and is privately funded. That shocked the daylights out of me.
Well, the work that they do, Ron, it is shocking. Yeah, it is. You'd think that would be, government sanctioned and supported and the best from the private sector, I guess you could say. I mean, is that the work that they do? Shortly after 9/11, I got to do a big show with the USO.
Yep.
We went over to Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany and brought, Kid Rock and Jennifer Lopez and got to do a little the morale wrangling for the troops. And listen, they're all over the globe. They're in the front lines and they're doing what's right by the troops. It's always a pleasure. Whenever the USO calls, that's top of the list. Put me through. If I can do it, I'm in.
Now, how many servicemen and their families are out there today, Carson?
We have over 750, wow. I believe. Family, again, National Guard, Coast Guard, Army, Navy, Marines, obviously. A bunch of little kids. I met a couple wives whose husbands are currently deployed. I met a young man who was in Iraq and Afghanistan and is getting deployed to Korea tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
These are real-life faces. You forget how young they are. When I was this guy's age, I was drinking beer and taking full advantage of the freedoms that we have. And it's nice to be able to shake his hand and say, hey, thanks for going over there. And I have my 4-year-old son here, and it's a great lesson for him to learn and say thank you. And I think about, I can't go, a day or two on a business trip being away from my kids. And I look at these men and women who, go away on these tours for months, sometimes years. And, and they do it for us. And it's the most commendable thing I could possibly think of.
And, when you think of the USO, for many, many years, you always thought of it as being, kind of an entertainment type of organization where Bob Hope would go out there and do the USO shows. But they do a lot more when it comes to supporting their families, deploying troops, military families are, very well taken care of from the standpoint of support, wounded warriors, families of the fallen. They do a lot more than just a stage show.
Oh, they're at the epicenter of it all. I mean, Walter Reed down the street here, they're involved with all the other strategic partnerships they have, like Wounded Warriors and all the other organizations. It's nice to see all these different entities coming together with the same common goal, offering all of their services. And you're right. Again, the USO throws these events, and it's not just for the troops.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your new countdown show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, me, Ron. I mean, I love radio. I'll always be a radio geek. Shows like The Voice will come and go. I started my career in radio. It's my favorite form of broadcasting. It's a great medium called The Daily Download, which will bring your top 30 favorite songs in over 80 markets. Anything to expand in radio is just a lot of fun for me.
That's very cool. And I also would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Danielle Bradbury. I mean, she really shocked a lot of people as a young winner.
She was the youngest competitor in the competition, Ron. She's from small town Texas. When she came to our blind auditions with the big red chairs turn around, it was the largest group she'd ever sung in front. She'd only auditioned, she had performed in front of a small congregation at the church.
Wow.
A couple hundred people. Up against great talent, and she just, it's not a race, it's a marathon, and young Danielle hung in there, great talent, she's in good hands with Blake Shelton, we're super happy for her.
The Voice is a great show. The thing I loved about it when I first saw it was the fact that when the seats are facing the other direction, that is, as you and I well know, radio, and boy, I tell you, that is a great, great premise for a program.
Well, thank you. We saw it in Holland, is where it originated, and we went, my God, this thing could be a great, hit it on the air fast in America, this idea of starting with The Voice and not a popularity contest and not judges saying who's good and who's bad, but if you get goosebumps and that voice moves you, that's a good place to start to find a superstar, and so the rest is history.
Great. Hey, Carson, I don't have to tell you this, but anytime you want to come back, you're always welcome here, okay?
I appreciate it, Ron, and I would love to. If I'm in the area, I'd love to come and see you.
And good luck down there in Washington. Washington, D.C. today with the Grill of Honor. You're doing a great job. Thanks, Carson.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Carson Daly's been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At Mount Rushmore, President Donald Trump gave his 4th of July speech to an enthusiastic crowd. And during the speech, he warned that protesters who destroy monuments would be punished to the fullest extent of the law, and that he's planning some brand new monuments for the United States.
I am signing an executive order to establish the National Guard of American Heroes, a vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
And in the president's motivational speech, he reminded Americans that we will make it through these tough times.
America's future is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Enjoy your 4th of July. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Listen to that music all day long. I love it. Welcome back live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today. Joining us right now is the man who made that music possible, the co-founder of the fabulous Temptations, probably the best musical group ever to come out in our history of music, my friend, Mr. Otis Williams. Hi, Otis. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I meant what I said. This music that the Temptations and you invented is absolutely sensational. I don't know if you're feeling low, how you could ever stay low if you turn on some of the music and just think about all the memories. I mean, do you ever think about all the music and all the people that you influenced? Not one generation, many generations.
Look, when you just played that little bit of Ain't Too Proud to Beg, I said, wow, this song is over 50 years old, and it sounds like it was recorded today. Still sounds good.
Yeah.
And that was 1966 when that was out.
Oh, my
God. So I am very happy to be part of some.
You should be. And I have to be honest with you, started the day off with a few things that wasn't very pleasant. Just playing that little segment, I'm in a better mood already.
Yeah.
That's true.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. You know, here it is. It's 9:15 here in L.A., and it sounds like, wow.
Oh.
Great way to start the day off. And that intro to Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to set my alarm on that song. You know that? And then I'll get out of bed, like coming out of there like a guy coming out of a can at an amusement park or something.
Well, you get out of bed doing the Temptation walk with that.
Well, let's talk about what the Temptations are going to be part of, okay? This coming weekend, of course, 4th of July weekend, it's the 40th annual broadcast of the Capitol 4th on PBS on Saturday, and it airs from 8 to 9:30 Eastern Time, and also it goes around the world to the American Forces Network. But if you miss it on the television, you can also catch it on Facebook, YouTube, and on the PBS.org Capitol 4th website. It's available as video on demand for a limited time between the 4th and the 18th, so there's no excuse for missing the show. But this is going to be hosted now by John Stamos and Vanessa Williams. A lot of guests on here, and you guys are going to be up there. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, we have the wonderful vocals of Yolanda Adam, Patti LaBelle, Manny Gonzalez, John Fogerty. Yeah, so it's loaded with talent to bear.
You know, I was looking online just before we talked here, and I was looking at the original group. What a great mass of talent. How did you guys come together? What was it that you all had the same goal and the same interest and just blended like a perfect formula?
You know, when I stop and think about the formation of especially the classic Temps, and when I say the classic Temps, meaning David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Melvin Franklin, and myself.
Right.
That was a special lineup. You know, I could feel the vibe when we were together on stage. It was a special unification with those the classic five. So, very strong lineup.
Today, when you look at the guys that are performing, obviously it's another generation, a couple of generations actually probably aside. But when you guys put it together, it was unbelievable. How did you meet? I know that you went to Detroit with your mom as a child, but how did you guys first meet?
Well, I think timing has a lot to do with it, because the first group that I had was called Otis Williams at the Distance, and my lineup was different. Melvin Franklin was there, Al Bryant, Richard Street, James Crawford, and myself. And Paul Williams, Eddie Kendricks, and a guy named Kill Osborne, they had a trio. And we were under the same management by a guy named Milton Jenkins. And as fate would have it, you know, I lost personnel in my group, which was Otis Williams at the Distance. And the three guys, Paul, David, I'm sorry, Paul, Kel, and Eddie. They broke up, and Eddie came back to Detroit. I was in need of a Temptation, first tenor, and Mr. Gordy had seen my group. And he said, come see me because I'm starting my own label. And he gave me his card, and as played with him, and I called him, and he said, come on over. And my attention at that time was Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Al Bryant, Melvin Franklin, and myself.
Yeah.
We lost Al Bryant, entered David Ruffin in 1964, and that's when the magic really began.
I don't want to bring up a sad point, but hey, I've been in the radio and TV business since the beginning of time, all right? And I look back at some of the people that I worked with that are no longer part of my life because they're gone. They've passed away. When you look at
right.
and hear these songs, what does it feel like to be kind of the last man standing in the group? I mean, it's got to be a mixed feelings of great, like you said, with Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and a feelings of just sadness that the guys aren't together again.
And that's true. That's true. Like I've always said, and it's a known fact, the one thing that's constant is change. And sometimes when you have that change, you find out what you're made of,
mm-hmm.
you know, because change can have such an alternating effect. Altering effect that it can really test your will of how bad you want it and whatever. And I've been through almost about 26 or 27 different personnel in the Temptations, you know, and here we are almost 60 years later come January, still very alive and active, very viable to the business. And I never would imagine that. So I look at this group with all the different guys that's been in it. There's a reason for this group to still survive, because in actuality, we were supposed to have been through when we lost David Ruffin.
Right.
But entered Dennis Edwards. And then I've had quite a few other guys that have really stepped up and helped carry on the banner. There's a reason why the Temps are still around, because most groups would not have lasted this long and lose in almost 30 members, you know. But, you know, it's just a wonderful testament of being able to stay focused, stay strong, and we have gotten such great feedback from our audience that it has encouraged us to continue on throughout all our changes. And here, like I said, it's almost 60 years, and we still kicking, probably not as high, but we're kicking.
Oh, no, you're kicking. There's no doubt. You're kicking. And you know what? You're just excited today. I can hear it in your voice as you were over 60 years
yeah.
ago. That's important, you know?
Yeah, that's the little boy in me still.
Yeah.
You know, very grown, but still have that little boy thing in there, you know, which, you know, regardless of how old we get live to be, you know, certain ingredients in us, we should never lose. The little boy in us, especially the young lady, the little girl in it. Never lose that feeling, because it can be such an invigorating feeling that it'll carry you through some rough times.
Well, Otis, I hope you never grow up, because I want that young boy in you. You know what I'm saying? Music and fireworks. Oh, it's true. There's no question about it. And we're going to be watching. You know, I know that you guys probably aren't doing much touring because of the situation, but you got to let me know when you go back on tour, because I got to have you back. And hopefully, if you're down in the mid-Florida area in Orlando, I got to come over and see you guys. I mean, let me tell you, Otis Williams, are you kidding me? One of the greatest in the business. And the Capitol 4th is going to be on Saturday night, 4th of July, of course. If you miss it on PBS, you're going to catch it on all the other platforms that it's going to be available on, and it's going to have a lot of talent. Patti LaBelle, John Fogerty, Renee Fleming, Brian Stokes, the list goes on, Trace Atkins, and the fabulous Tempting Temptations. I used to do that when I was a disc jockey. I guess everybody called them the Tempting Temptations. Hey, Otis, do me a favor, okay, as I mentioned earlier.
Thank you.
Stay with it, my friend. You're so much an asset to the history of our music in this country that I don't know how to begin to thank you for the thousands of hours of great entertainment that you've supplied. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you for the support throughout our years. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay, join us anytime. You know you're always welcome here. Otis Williams, one of the founding members and the original member of the show that now, of course, in a little bit of hiatus because of what's going on, but certainly be on television on the 4th of July for the big celebration that's taking place, the Capitol 4th on PBS, and we're talking about Otis Williams and the Temptations. And let's listen to some of that great music right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, and as I've said many, many times before, if you have listened to me at all over the years, you know I'm a big race fan, and particularly of the NASCAR circuit, and we have one of the giant champions on the show with us right now, making a frequent appearance, joining us right now from NASCAR, Kurt Busch. Hi, Kurt, how you doing?
Doing great, Ron. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
I go back to the days of watching, and I was a kid, when I used to watch the likes of Fireball Roberts and Joe Weatherly and Lee Petty. I'm so happy that it has gotten to be a sport that has been so embraced by the general public. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's been unbelievable over the different generations, like you're talking about, to now see it live and bringing the past to the present with the NASCAR Hall of Fame. It's amazing to see the history of our sport and the pioneers of what it is today, what they created. I mean, guys like Lee Petty, he was the first professional racer. If he didn't race well on the track, his family wasn't going to eat that night. And so it's amazing what families and what different competitors have done over the years.
And what's amazing, I saw that too, is that he would drive the car that he raced to the racetrack. I mean, those are really stock cars, not like the safety that we have today. Thank goodness we have it. But those cars were it, warts and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The cars we drive today spoil the drivers. You know, back then, yeah, you bought a car, or you bummed it off your family, or you did a business deal with a friend, and you drove the car to the track. You hoped that you raced well enough to place good enough to get some money, and then you drove it to the next track. You put cars on trailers. You didn't have to race and drive the same car. Then corporate sponsors became involved, and it turned into ownership, and then drivers. You name it. The sport of NASCAR has gone through its evolution. But the roots of it, based right here in the southeast, of different moonshiners running from the cops. And it's amazing how it's come full circle today to be a mainstream sport that's comparable to football, baseball, basketball, and everything else.
You're absolutely right. Here's a sport that, for all intents and purposes, had its origination with crime, really, when you talk about it, with the rum runners. But you know what used to break me up was that those cars that we're talking about, Kurt, that we drove to the track, I didn't, but, you know, we watched everybody drive them, they used to tape up the headlights. Now they put fake headlights on with decals. It's just totally, as you said, come full circle.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you had to put electrical tape on the lens. That way, when you bumped into somebody, the glass didn't jump out on the track and cut people's tires.
Right.
And then there's races that people won by just staying out on their old hard tires. They used to steal tires off people's cars in the parking lot and leave a note on the windshield, say, hey, call us if you need some tires afterwards. It's amazing what the sport is today, and we have all those great pioneers to thank, and the different families, the different legends, and all of it. It's great to see it, and it comes full circle with it, bro. We have guys like Ned Jarrett or Bobby Allison that are still part of the racing family, and then we've got the new young drivers out there, even as young as Joey Logano, part of the program. Come out to the track. It's a fun, active lifestyle to get the family involved.
You know, I mentioned earlier Fireball Roberts, who was one of my favorites. I just realized before you were driving the number 41, which brought you to victory this past weekend, you used to drive a Dodge that was number 22. That was his number.
You got it, number 22. And I'll tell a quick story. Working with the Wood Brothers here currently, Leonard Wood came over to me and said, you know, we ran the number 22 to start off when we were running, but everybody knows the Wood Brothers are the famed 21 right now.
Yeah, right.
When Fireball showed up at the track, he was a Ford factory driver, so he would get number preference treatment, so to speak. He would have the 22. So that made the Wood Brothers switch to number 21. So that's a great fun story to tell to everybody on, wow, the 22 is a special number.
Wow, and it is a special number. I had the opportunity to meet up in Daytona with Marvin Punch. They were racing partners at the time. That was his teammate. And great stories about the Fireball and the number 22. Now, you and your brother are out there competing, all right? And it reminds me of the days of Bobby Allison and Davey Allison, where they're competing against one another, or Lee and Richard Petty in those days. No mercy for your brother, right? You're out there to win, right, Kurt?
Oh, for sure. He's the first guy at the end of the day that I want to beat.
He's a mixed breed there, you know? I mean, you got people who love him and people that like the bull. I mean, he has to have some pretty thick skin. You're liked by everybody, but he's got some people at different ends of the spectrum.
Well, I appreciate you saying I'm liked by everybody. I've been through those hard times, and it's just that competitor that's in you, that desire to win and to be the best. And sometimes you rub people the wrong way, and other people love it. And that's the character that he is. And it's fun to know him as a brother and as a real person. And then when he puts that helmet on, the helmet, what it does to everybody when they strap it on how crazy you can be.
Right.
But it's fun to race against him. I treat him as a teammate when we're out on the track. But at the end of the day, I know he wants to beat me, and he's the first guy I want to finish in front of.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Kurt, I don't know if people realize how exciting it is to be on a racetrack. Now, I've gone around the Daytona track and a couple other ones. It is, whether you're driving slow, whether you're walking, whether you're in a golf cart, it is a sensation that you just cannot believe. So, quick point here. When they initiated this points championship, does it, do you think, as we talked earlier about the old days, does it take away from the winning driver? I mean, here you are competing for two different things. You're competing to win the race, which was the primary thing you competed for back in the old days, if you will, and now you're competing for the points. Do you think it kind of draws away from the winner?
Well, there's two ways to look at it, and right now you have to be consistent if you want to make the top 10 in points. And then to get a guaranteed spot in the chase, you can go out there just for race wins.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're promoting both aspects of it. And right now we've been a steady team. We find ourselves eighth in points. But then you got a guy like, say, Matt Kenseth has two wins, and he's not in the top ten in points, but I think he is. Anyhow, if you have a lot of wins, you get a guaranteed spot in the chase. So you want to win, but yet you want to be consistent.
Restrictor plates or no restrictor plates, Kurt?
Well, it's all about maintaining the correct speed. And if we weren't restricted at tracks like Daytona and Talladega, we'd be doing 240 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It almost gets a little too dangerous at that speed.
I agree. I'm going to down in the pit, so I'll come down and say hi to you, okay?
Absolutely. Come on by, and I love our military. I'm a great supporter of all the different programs and the foundations, especially the Armed Forces Foundation, on serving those who serve.
Let's face it. NASCAR does a great job at the beginning of every race paying tribute to the military in our country, and I think that they should be saluted for that. They do a great job.
Absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't have the ability to go out there and race if we didn't have men and women out there protecting our freedom. And, of course, we're going to be there with our hands held over our heart and flags flying high.
Do me a favor, my friend. Stay safe, will you?
Thank you. I appreciate that. And to all of our men and women out there serving, stay safe and come home soon.
Okay. One of the champions of the NASCAR circuit. Two brothers racing together. Unbelievable. Kurt Busch has been our guest. Thank you, Kurt.
Ron, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
I enjoy talking to these NASCAR drivers so much. You just can't imagine. I love this sport. I go crazy for it. But what is really funny is that I got my wife hooked on racing many, many years ago, and now she watches NASCAR more religiously than I do. She knows everything there is to know about it. She even watches the time trials, the qualifications. Fanatical. Believe me, it's nice to have a wife who enjoys the same things you do. And I want to remind everybody to check our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. And when you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause very briefly. We'll be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health care. health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShares, a non-profit ministry, it is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up our number one of Ron Sedgy today on the 4th of July weekend. And I want to thank our guest for joining us, former aide to President Trump with the book A Room Where It Happened, John Bolton, Carson Daly, from The Temptations, none other than Otis Williams and NASCAR champion Kurt Busch. Next hour, a gentleman who produces shows for PBS, and he does a great job. They're all shows of music. T.J. Lubinsky, comedian Paulo Poundstone will be joining us. And then car guy and podcaster and comedian Adam Carolla. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.